Hey, how's it going? What's up, everybody? It's Anthony Newton, and you're on Walk with Anthony. Before we get started, I want to thank Flipboard, you know, your number one curator for all stories. You know, look them up online. You know, there's an app out, so, you know, they're doing anything, you know, they're in the streets, so I thank them. But, you know, let's jump right into it. And, you know, I just want to talk about, you know, certain moments, you know, that just kind of, change your life pretty much. Yeah. You know, that sounds like really big, but yeah, certain moments change your life. And, these aren't usually, you know, the biggest moments, like, oh yeah, that's when I realized I was going to be a millionaire, or, you know, these big leaps of, you know, faith. These are just, you know, the smallest things that, you know, have so much to do with, you know, who you are as a person. And, you know, I believe if you can tap into that, you know, you just live, you know, a better life, a more fulfilling, more successful life, you know, when you're following your dreams and everything. And there's usually just, you know, one small, you know, something that somebody did or something that you did that just kind of, you know, changed the whole flow of your life, something that somebody said. So, you know, and, you know, to talk a little about mine, you know, it seemed so significant or so insignificant at the time that I didn't even really think about it. You know, until, you know, I was growing up and I was like, oh man, you know, and I'm just saying this quote, and, you know, it was actually pretty crazy, because, you know, this sticks in my head, you know, to this day, and, you know, why I keep moving. And, you know, that's, it was one day, you know, we're during the game, I couldn't even tell you who we were playing, but it was a high school football game. And, you know, I'm amped up like always, and, you know, I'm in, it's, you know, second and seven or something, like some weird thing, you know, that doesn't really matter, but I thought to tell you anyway. But I actually, you know, jump off sides, and, you know, I was beating myself up, you know, like, oh, you know, he moved the ball or doing something stupid, ended up getting a penalty, and, you know, coach pulled me out the game, pulled me to the sideline, and, you know, I'm just like, man, you know, I'm sorry, I don't know why. I was just, you know, rambling on, you know, being mad about, you know, at the time that seems, you know, like something insignificant. We were winning the game, you know, by at least 2 touchdowns. So it was just, you know, it was just like beating myself up. And, you know, he just, you know, he calmly said, you know, as he always do, his sunglasses on, you know, and he was, you know, he was said, the most important play is the next. And, you know, to me, because he had said that, you know, he had said that before. And, you know, that's like one of his things, you know, that he used to say. He was just one of those football coaches that kind of, you know, just old school guys, just, you know, glasses on, hat on, didn't really say much. But, you know, whenever he did, it was something, you know, something very psychological that just kind of, you know, challenge you to, you know, dig deep, you know, in your thought process. But yeah, he said the most important play is your next. And, you know, then, you know, I kind of, you know, right then I was just like, okay, you know, he believes that, you know, it's just one play that I could do it, you know. So I just go back out there, and, you know, I mean, a few plays later, I get like a tackle for a loss. And, you know, it was just like, okay, you know, just moving on. And that's what, you know, and that's kind of how I live, you know, my entire life now. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, something bad happens. And, I mean, something bad always happens. So, you know, like, at this point, we shouldn't be shocked. But, you know, family members die. You know, girl break up with boyfriend. You know, people get divorced. People lose people. You know, the same old thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you're, you know, if you're still standing and, you know, you're the one, you know, getting out of relationships, you know, having bad relationships or, you know, losing a family member, losing a best friend, you know, that stuff, you know, you can't, you know, there's not really many ways to cope with it. But, you know, what you do, like, what do you do know is that, you know, you're still alive, you know, even though you're in pain, you know, what comes next? So, you know, that being said, you know, the most important play is the next one, you know, that works in life. Because, you know, every, you know, bad stuff just always going to happen. So, you know, it's not about, you know, what happens to you. It's about how you respond. And, like, you hear people, you know, you hear people say it. And, you know, like, one of my greatest, you know, one of my favorite quotes of all time, you know, it was in the movie Rocky. And he says, you know, it's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. You know, that's how winning is done. And, you know, just, you know, those quotes alone, you know, can help people actually live a healthier life, you know, a more happy life. Because, you know, with the ups and downs, you know, life is going to be a roller coaster ride. So with the ups and downs, you know, you have to keep your head up. And, you know, you see the suicide, you know, going up. And, you know, this is, you know, everybody, because they think they can't live with life. But I believe this is, you know, this is a great, you know, a great quote to practice, you know, and a great overall life skill to practice. Because, you know, without, you know, if you were just, you know, if you just gave up every time, you know, if you just gave up every time somebody was, or every time somebody, the family member died, or, you know, every time you broke up with your boyfriend, or you broke up with your girlfriend, or, you know, you get in a car accident, or, you know, just, you know, anything bad that happens, you know, like, I doubt there's anybody on earth right now, you know, especially, you know, around, you know, mid-20s, you know, even, you know, even teenage areas, you know, some kids have it rough when they're younger. But, you know, there's nobody that can say, you know, oh, yeah, I've just been living this happy life. Nothing's bad ever has happened to me. You know, everybody has something. But, you know, like, remembering that, you know, and not just looking, you know, and looking at it from a football perspective, because, you know, the quote was, you know, the quote was coming in that type of atmosphere. But the most important play is your, you know, is your next. You know, that's how you're able to live life. Because, you know, that's saying that, okay, you know, like, I just jumped off sides. You know, it's not the end of the world. Like, I'm not dead. So, I'm going to go back the next play. And then, you know, I'm not going to jump off sides. And I'm going to play my hardest, you know, for the rest of the game. And so, when you're looking at different things in life, you know, okay, you know, I just wasted $2,000, you know, and it actually it meant nothing, you know, like, whatever, wherever it went, you know, I have no clue, you know. But now you're miserable because, you know, you're missing money or something, you know. No, you know, like, it's gone, you know, get over it. And so what's coming next? You know, how are you going to handle that? You know, are you going to be more responsible with your money? Or, you know, like, when you get in a car accident, you know, maybe it's your fault, maybe it wasn't your fault. But, you know, when I'm driving, like, okay, you know, whatever money I'm shelling out to, you know, get my car fixed, or maybe it's total, get a new car. You know, what am I going to do to, you know, and most of the time you can't prevent stuff from, like, that from happening. But, you know, like, what am I going to do going forward? you know, you can't, because if you spend all your time going, oh my gosh, you know, all your time problem oriented, and you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know where I'm going to get this money from to get a new car, you know, what's going to happen to my insurance, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you're just worrying yourself, you're stressing yourself out, you know, eventually, you know, you're just going to, you know, if you keep with that mentality, you, I mean, people start to get sick, you start to get more stressed and more stressed, and until, you know, you just become miserable. And, you know, sometimes I see people, you know, that are just, you know, miserable, and it's crazy, you know, it's crazy. You don't want to, like, at least I don't want to be like that, you know, just, you know, something bad happens, or even like a string of bad things happening, you know, and everybody's just, oh man, you know, nothing good can ever like happen to me, you know, but, you know, you're still alive. So, you know, if that's not, you know, if that's not good enough, like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, you know, it's not like people are doing this to you. Like, you know, if you're blaming people from, if you're blaming people for your problems, then, you know, it's going to be, you know, like, you're going to have a lot of, you're going to have a lot of long days, and, you know, bad things are going to continue to happen because, you know, your thought process is, you know, like, nothing good will ever happen to me. Nothing good will ever, you know, nothing good will ever come from, you know, my loved one dying. Like, nothing good will ever come from, you know, me breaking down in the middle of nowhere. Nothing will ever come from, you know, my boyfriend breaking up with me or my girlfriend breaking up with me. You know, and, you know, just like, I mean, there's nothing good that can come out of that thought process. So, you know, being able to switch your mentality to, instead of saying, you know, there's nothing good that can come out of this, you know, switch it to saying, you know, what did I learn from this? You know, what can help me moving forward? So now, instead of being problem oriented, you're now solution seeking. So, you know, now I'm not like, you know, you're not focused on the stress. You're focused, I mean, you know, you still have the stress, but now you're actually focused on, you know, like, trying to have this stress die down by, you know, trying to think of the word, but, you know, actually, you know, making that next move, you know, so, you know, just like on a football field, you know, you're making that next play, you know, okay, you didn't, you know, you didn't get them that play, you know, they got 10 yards on that play, but the next play, you know, I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to sack them for 3 yards, and that's the way you have to live life, because, you know, if, you know, even if that person, you know, even if the guy picks up 10 yards on 3 separate occasions, but then, you know, you sack them on a third down, guess what, you know, now they're punting or they're kicking a field goal. So, you know, in, like, for some of you, you know, non-football fanatics or people that don't understand the game of football, you know, basically what I just said, you know, even if, you know, life is pushing 3 times against you, you know, as soon as you push back and, you know, like, that's still, you know, that's a win, because the most important play is the next. Because if you're still living, that means you still have things to accomplish. You still have, you know, successes to achieve. So, you know, I mean, the one thing I want to leave you with is just, you know, being able to change your mentality, you know, being able to understand that, you know, your most important play is going to be the next. It doesn't matter, you know, what happened the play before. It doesn't even matter what happens 2 seconds before. You know, giving your all, you know, changing your mind from problem-oriented to solution-seeking, you know, will make all the difference in, you know, how you, like, how you live your house, or how you live your life successfully, you know, how you live your life with, you know, coping with the stress. You know, you can't totally get rid of stress, but, you know, you can actually, you can cope with the stress. And, you know, people do it on the daily basis, you know, coping with stress, because they understand, you know, what comes next is far greater than what's behind you. And so, you know, just leaving with, just leaving you guys with, you know, being able to change your mentality is everything. So, you know, if you don't get anything else out of this message, you know, just understand that if you're still here, if you're still on earth, you're still above ground, like you have a purpose. And the most important play is the next. My name's Anthony, and I'm out.